Last week, we talked about how important posture is in Zazen. And I'm going to just read one of the quotes that Kaz actually put on the website that we brought over from last week. And he talks about a lot of different traditions and different ways of quieting the mind. But Ken Wilber says, sitting in Zazen, this is the work of Zazen. Sitting in Zazen, becoming frustrated by it, discovering the sources of one's resistance, and overcoming them. So another way of saying that was, when we're quiet, we begin to see that this is my experience, either I'm saying to myself, I'm not doing it right, or I should be doing it differently. I don't know how to do it differently. This is who I am. Am I making it up, or am I being true to myself? And so all these kind of questions go on. And those are the frustrations that come, because we as people, as humans, tend to look for an outcome. Something that will validate the purpose of what we've done and give meaning to it. So if we can really, in Zazen, be quiet and see just what pops up, that's a wonderful thing. And even if it's just what pops up is, oh, I'm frustrated, or I'm hurting, or I'm agitated, or sometimes I think that we're not simply frustrated by our own inadequacies and what we don't know and what we should be doing and all that kind of thing. I think that we get frustrated by the non-acceptance of that we are good. It's like, I think most religions teach that you are basically good. You don't start out bad. You are good, and there's an energy and something that is there that can't be grasped, that is there from the very, very beginning. But I have a hard time accepting that. It's like, well, gosh, if I think I'm good, then am I being proud? Am I not being in touch with reality? Am I building myself up? Am I, and yet, I think that the goodness that is being addressed there is really that, just whatever that is that holds us together as people, as flowers, as trees, as zabatons, that is the essence, and that's the good. I mean, some religions would say that's God that holds us together. Others might say, well, it's the co-creation, it's working with something else. So, I think that when we sit in Zazen, we can look at the frustrations and then try to kind of understand, where did those frustrations come from? For me, a huge place is a difficulty trusting. I don't trust what I see, I think, I feel. I think, oh, well, if I'm feeling good, it must be because good things have happened to me. Or if I'm feeling bad, it's because bad things have happened to me. And yet, if I can really just let go and say, I trust that it's the way it's supposed to be. I had this experience when I was at Mount Madonna one time, and John Kabat-Zinn was talking about just trusting. And so then he sent us out to do Kinyin. And I thought, okay, I'm going to really focus on my legs as I walk, and really pay attention and be mindful. And I had a hard time walking. It was just like, let it go. Just walk. I had a client once who had Guillain-Barré, and it's a syndrome where people can become totally or partially paralyzed, and then sometimes there's full recovery, sometimes there's not, there's partial or none at all. Anyway, for him, his upper body recovered, but he had to learn to walk again. And to watch him, it's like taking a baby or a child in very slow motion. You know, he would have to think about where he's putting his leg. A baby just tries it, falls down, and then over time gets it better. But he, in a way, he had to learn to trust his body. But he also had to do the work, because if he just trusted his body, it would just collapse on him. So he had to be mindful and really work at it. And so what that taught me was how much we just do, and we just take for granted, and we can do, and we don't have to microanalyze it. We don't have to, hey, am I doing this right? You know, am I doing this wrong? So for me in Zazen, it's learning how to trust. I feel a breeze. I feel the warmth of the sun. I feel the heart pour. I don't have to analyze it. I just have to know and trust. I don't have to think, well, is somebody really breathing hard and that's why there's a breeze, you know? Or it's just there. And so anyway, I think that that's what, I think that's part of the work of Zazen, is just learning to trust and also to kind of learn to differentiate. The other morning, I had decided on Friday night that I was going to get up for Saturday Zazen. Well, Saturday morning came along, and I didn't want to get up. It was like, okay, just stay in bed, you're tired. But I had this idea, but you said last night you were going to do this. And so I think this morning you're just kind of being lazy, you know. So I thought, well, just get up and go to the bathroom and see whether that will work. And, you know, then I got up and walked in the bathroom. Well, I'm up now, so I might as well do what I said I was going to do last night. So that was the lesson in trusting the Friday night Ann, and not the Saturday morning Ann, the one to stay in bed. So we do have to differentiate, you know, but we do have to learn that there is something larger than ourselves that we can trust and that we can believe in and can have faith, which isn't like believing a dogma. It's really believing and knowing and realizing from our absolute most inner being that this is right. So I think that's where I'll stop.